Forward, Vance, let's go! Step.
Sideways, your angly steppy thing.
An angly steppy thing. Vance, find right. That's it. Oh, back off.
I'm getting a bit dizzy with this.
Are you?
Yeah, it's all a bit there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, zigzagging up
here,
the road.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah. Do you know that used to have a tune once? Cutting, aren't I?
Yeah, I expect it though.
Truthful though.
That's why I keep doing it.
What, just to see what I'll say
Let's
this
see
time?
See what you say next, yeah, absolutely.
I should boo, actually. I recorded a couple, 2 or 3 years ago at Bromyard,
some
funny Morris dancing.
Oh,
and they,
a poo.
Oh, they sung at something at the beginning. No, at the end, sorry. And at the end, it was really rubbish singing. And at the end, he goes, there's a key in there somewhere. I'll have to boo that. It was funny.
Right, I have now survived the poo picking up.
Have you got rid of it yet?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Hang on, is the sponge? Oh, yeah, the sponge is still there.
Oh, can I eat it? Is it with cream and jam?
No, custard.
Custard?
Yeah.
Is it spotted dick?
No.
No? No.
You can have custardy of the sponge. See what I did there?
Custardy of the... Ah! Burm, burm, burm. Actually, that was quite good. Find the way, the big doggy bug. Forward march. Oh, 1, 2.
Are you still
three,
going?
Four,
for the
come on.
Have you stopped?
I've stopped. 2. You don't think I'm that silly? You don't think I'm that silly, do you?
Yeah.
No.
That's
I'm not.
No.
I don't know what accent I'm now speaking in. But it goes all over the place.
Squeaky one.
It keeps changing key mid phrase.
Yeah, like you.
Here.
You just love where?
What do you go, Vance?
Where? To you too. That went up to a high soprano G. That's
did
quite
it?
Impressive for a bloke, yeah.
I don't think I can sustain it beyond one word.
Well, and it was a bit growly sounding.
You're about to say I love what?
I love you love that's what I said, don't you? Keep changing key mid phrase.
Yeah,
you love the
Yeah, I've latched onto this. Now.
You love the
I feel special.
The sentence, not sentence, what's the word?
Sentiment?
The construction of the...
Of the sentence?
Well, it's not really a sentence, is it? It's a sort of...
Come on, Francisco.
Phrase. I don't know. Perhaps if I publish this, the Booniverse will know what we're talking about, because I don't.
No, nor do I.
Commentary. Robert suddenly started walking like ultra slowly, like
I slowed down my whistling so they would know. A stompy giant. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Yeah.
Stomp.
You are a stompy giant.
Vance, are you a stompy giant? I think we'd be stompy giants together.
Yeah, you will.
We're all stompy giants together.
Yeah. Like that well-known protester.
Stompy.
As somebody who shall remain nameless said.
They know who they are.
They do, yes.
Who's Stompy? I don't know.
You were like, wasn't that Swampy? Oh, yeah. Anyone not from the UK will just be going, what?
What? What? Okay, Swampy was the name of a protester who lived in a tree on the edge of a town called Newbury, which is in Wiltshire, should
I thought. I thought it was Berkshire.
Oh, is it Berkshire? Okay, it's Berkshire.
I could be wrong.
Well, it's probably Wiltshire-Berkshire borders.
Perhaps it's Wiltshire.
Actually, that's quite
or
nice.
Or Berkshire.
That's windy. Wiltshire-Berkshire borders. Anyway, to stop the building of the Newbury bypass, which was being built in the early 90s, mid-90s?
I think so.
He failed. There is now a big road through there, and everyone's forgotten all about Swampy or Stompy or whoever his name was.
Stompy, I love that. I think it should have been Stompy.
It should have been Stompy. Or maybe Stumpy, given that he liked living in trees.
Nah, because he was in a proper tree.
And he was trying to become the trees from... Become, no, stop the trees from becoming the stumps.
Yeah, so that would have been a bit of an insult, really.
Yeah.
I wonder why he called himself Stompy.
Swampy.
Oh, yeah. Now. That's very funny. That's funny.
Well, I should have said was. He didn't.
Oh dear.
Right, you ready to join the queue?
The queue at queue?
The queue at queue.
Are we nearly there then?
Fairly.
Fairly nearly there.
Yeah. We are going to go in at... what do they call this gate? Is this one Lion Gate or is it...
Richmond
Gate? No, Richmond Gate. They have lots of different gates, basically. You know, Lock Gate, Farm Gate, Water Gate.
No, that's not a queue, I don't think.
Oh, hang on, we're going in the out. Come back, Vance.
What's that?
We're going in the out.
Oh, going in the out.
Can you hold on for that, please?
Yeah.
Hello, two visually impaired people. Entry, please. Do we need to take a ticket?
A very nice dog.
And a very nice dog, absolutely. Does he get a ticket? Sorry. Perfect. Thank you very much indeed. Right, you with me?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're going to hold the
Just one
thing.
Sec, let me just get out of this.
Whoops.
Thickety bobbity boo.
A board.
The A board. Would you like your ticket?
Oh, good idea.
Your
I'll put it in
ticket,
my...
just in case.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Well, it's not like a train ticket. It's smaller. But it's shorter, but a bit wider.
Yeah, yeah. It's long and thin, is what you're trying to say.
No, it's not. It's shorter,
it's short and
but
stumpy.
Wider.
It's stompy.
Yeah.
She has a stompy ticket.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
Yep.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Did you hear that? Someone just went, woo!
Woo!
Woo! You better not do that so near the ticket office. They might take our tickets away already.
They might, yeah. Right, I think what we're going to do is follow the Robert usual route.
Okay.
Which is we walk down here.
Yeah.
And then turn right at the pagoda.
Okay.
And that does rely on me seeing the pagoda, but it's a big sticky uppy thing, so there's a good chance of it. And then we walk past the pagoda and walk in a fairly straight line until we hit one of the greenhouses.
Actually hit it.
We try not to hit it too hard.
That'd be
because
amazing.
It might break.
Yeah, but it might make a really good noise for the boo. Oh no! It'd be really sort of like the archers or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden...
What did you break the greenhouse for, Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, just in case the listeners don't know you've broken the greenhouse.
Oh, there's glass everywhere. I'll just get a dustpan and brush.
They should have a sort of arches thing set in Kew Gardens. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Starring Hugh Grant.
Somebody really ought to do a...
As
a,
you.
A sort of, you know, comedy Mickey take version.
What, of the arches?
Of that,
they're always doing
of that style, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I know they do of the arches, but, you know, of that style. I'm just sitting on a chair. Crack, 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 boosh. I fallen off the chair.
No, 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 you've got to be far more over the top. So if you've fallen off the chair, be like, oh, my back! I don't know if I can ever get up again!
Fine, fine, fine. Okay.
And then you find out in the next episode that actually it's just a bruise.
Yeah.
And it was all a load of dramatic nonsense over nothing.
Yeah. I'm trying to reach the banner. I can just about reach it.
It's quite muggy. It wouldn't surprise me if it thundered, you know.
Oh, thanks. It's just great. Great. They seem to have done some tree clearing around here.
You can't chop trees down at Kew.
Apparently so.
No.
Well, they had a tree fall on somebody earlier this year and killed them.
Oh, that's... Now you tell me.
So we're next to the pagoda here.
The pagoda? You sound terribly posh then.
Pagoda. Well, we're in Kew, darling.
Oh, yes, darling.
Without wishing to patronise you, do you know what I mean by pagoda?
It's a Buddhist thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like... If you imagine like a sort of steep roof.
Yeah.
On a building, it's lots of steep roofs stacked on top of each other. So it forms a sort of almost like Christmas tree shape. It starts off point at the top, and then another one comes out, another one comes out, another one comes out.
Oh, I see.
Until it reaches the bottom.
Yeah, except there aren't any like branches and stuff.
There aren't any branches. Well, with the roofs.
But not branches with actual.
No, not actual bits on the end. No. They're meant to apparently open this up now again to actually go up it, but I've never actually come on a day when they've opened it. And the way, fans. We can parade around the outside. So, we're starting here. Find the way, fans.
I'm sorry.
Find the way, fans.
Something on the right as well. What's that?
Trees.
Oh, yeah. Would be here.
Yeah.
Yes, I suppose you would chop trees down if there was danger that they might...
kill people.
Yeah, you know,
dangerous
you don't really want
trees.
To do that, do
they? Not too often, because you want them to come back and pay their entrance fee again.
You do,
thank you, Vance. Vance, that was very clever.
What did
you know,
do?
He got back to where we started and then turned off.
Oh, clever.
Clever dog. I think it's where we started. It all looks the same to me.
Screaming children, do.
Oh, we'll have to go and find the treetop walk thing as well.
Well, that'd be good.
Find the way, big doggy.
That would merit a phone booth, I think.
It would. It's not as exciting as it sounds, but it's quite fun.
We could pretend we're at Lower Loxley. We better reach for a banner as well.
Yeah, reach for a banner. But this might fall off.
No, that'd be a bit rubbish.
Sorry. That's alright.
You go.
No, not at all. Go on. Go on, fans. Football. Which tried to trip us up.
Not on purpose, I don't think.
No.
I wish I'd worn sandals now.
Dear, me too. I wish I'd worn nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I don't think it would be here, really. Come on, Houndy, let's keep going.
We might think it's a banana.
Yeah, lovely.
You might think you're...
This is for your education, children.
Might think you're a tree. A banana tree.
I'm a tree.
But with only... It's a bit of a rubbish crop because there's only one banana.
Yeah, there's only one banana. Wasn't there a song about We Have No Bananas?
I don't know. It might be.
Oh, brakes, Vance. I think we need to go around this bit, Vance. Oh, no. Or do we? No, I can stand up. Oh, no. False alarm. Oh!
Maybe...
I've been spiked. Dangerous places. Tree could fall on you any moment. Or you might get spiked.
Like you just did.
Like I just did, yeah.
So what did they put in it then?
It's a good question. Thorny things. It's a thorny problem.
I was going to say it's a thorny issue, but you know.
Yeah, I got there before you, but got it wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Wrong.
Robert, quite seriously, why don't you take your jacket off and put it around your waist?
Because
you
it's
must
not
be
the kind
boiling.
Of, it's not the kind of jacket where you do that.
Well, it's mine, really.
It's a proper
but...
jacket.
Oh, it only iron.
And it's got stuff in. And it's got stuff in. No, you can't iron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that then?
It's got stuff in
corduroy.
Yeah, but it's, you know, this wasn't some cheapy thing.
Oh, sorry.
I get proper clothes, you know. I'm about to get hit. All right, I got hit. Don't you realise? Don't get any old thing. Ow!
That's your punishment. What was it?
Something thorny that decided to hit me on the head again.
Good.
And we've reached a T-junction. I'm going to take the left. To be honest, I'm slightly lost now because we went round the pagoda. I don't know which angle we came off it at.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so we might just have to wander until we find some stand to sit fans. Right.
There are leafy things here.
There are. Yeah, you want to stop and feel them.
They're funny ones. I don't know what they are.
Just describe them to the bee.
They're prickly, actually. At the edges.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Come on, do your best gardener's question time.
You do it. You describe them. Give me the zoom and I'll let you touch the leaves. You're the verbose one.
Ow.
Robert's description. Ow.
Yeah. So these basically feel a bit like holly. They have pointy bits facing upwards. So if you run your finger from bottom to top...
Yeah, don't do that again.
Bottom to top, they don't get spiked. If you run out the other way, ow, it hurts.
And stop doing it then.
I would say that this is the larger spiked...
spiky thing.
Spiky plant. But
it's not like holly, because the thing is with holly, the prickly bits sort of stick upwards,
yeah.
Whereas these ones just stick
barbed.
Off the edge.
It's barbed, so you could push it into somebody and knock it, and then it wouldn't come back out again. Basically.
Yeah.
It's quite hot.
It is.
Sure. So glad I wore my jacket.
Take it off.
No, it's not. I can't really.
You could carry it under your arm or something.
It's got stuff in the pockets.
So?
It might drop out.
Well, it won't. Come on, you can't wear a jacket round here. This is ridiculous.
Okay. I will for now.
You'll be all sweaty and disgusting.
Sweaty and disgusting, just like you.
Ooh, hang on a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, she needs to hit me. Hang on. Should I hold the zoom?
I don't think so.
Tickle. Oh, no. Ow, that did actually... Ow! Hang on, well, that's a good run over thing.
Well, you called me sweaty and disgusting. You deserved both of those.
What's it?
Yeah, that's my boob again.
Can you go in the bush?
No.
All right, hold on to me. Quickly. About to get run over, quite seriously.
What is
out of the way? Right, we're out the way.
There's a bird there. Oh, it's a car.
Somebody's driving through Kew Gardens. I think we should report them.
That is quite weird. Yeah, they probably work here, though.
I think we should report them anyway. How dare you drive? Actually, I think there was something over there.
Over where?
The right.
Oh, right.
So I think we might go to the right.
Okay.
Vance, right. Find the building, Vance.
Ow! I can't echo that now. It's far too complicated. I can just do the ow! You're very funny.